What is a blended threat? The searchsecurity.com website, part of the TechTarget network, offers this definition for a blended threat. A blended threat is a computer network attack that seeks to maximize the severity of damage and speed of contagion by combining methods. For example, using characteristics of both viruses and worms, while also taking advantage of vulnerabilities in computers, networks, or other physical systems. An attack using a blended approach might send a virus via an email attachment, along with a Trojan horse embedded in an HTML file that will cause damage to the recipient computer. The NIMDA, CodeRed, and Bugbear exploits were all examples of blended threats. A blended threat typically includes more than one means of propagation, exploitation of vulnerabilities, which may be pre-existing or even caused by malware distributed as part of the attack, the intent to cause real harm. McAfee data shows that about two-thirds of all attacks intend to steal information. Automation that enables increasing contagion without requiring user actions, such as opening attachments. Today we are seeing four types of blended threat attacks: email-based attacks, malware-infected websites, and ad links to malware sites inserted in reputable logs, wikis, and social networking sites, and use of instant messaging or IM and Twitter to distribute malicious web links. Let's talk about each type in detail. Despite widespread deployment of anti-spam solutions in the enterprise, email remains a popular distribution mechanism for malware. The use of malicious attachments has dropped off dramatically because of email security rules limiting or prohibiting attachments, coupled with high awareness about not clicking on attachments in emails received from senders users don't know. As a result, attackers are now using links in emails to malicious sites and distributing spam via personal email, hoping to exploit a backdoor of web-based email access into the enterprise. The attackers are also now pursuing whaling attacks against selected high-value targets, such as the C-level executives. These whaling attacks distribute personalized email properly addressed to victims with the goal of stealing passwords or installing a keylogger to appropriate high-value information from the target. Storm has died down in the past 6 months, and a new worm known as WallyDeck emerged in January 2009. This botnet is associated with installation of a banking Trojan on infected PCs. The second type of blended threat works by launching an attack via infected websites or malicious ads within popular, respected websites. Many websites sell ad space through third-party advertising agencies that resell the ad space through a multi-tier distribution model. Cybercriminals have leveraged this by disseminating malware via otherwise trusted websites that have resold ad space on their sites. This has happened in the recent past through widely used sites such as Expedia.com and Rhapsody.com, to name just a few. Websites themselves can be hacked. Here's another headline-grabbing instance of this type of exploit. Paul McCartney's April 2009 reunion with Ringo Starr received press coverage for more than just the obvious reason. On the same day they appeared on stage together, it was discovered the McCartney's official website was attacked by the Luckysploit toolkit, exploiting a cross-site weakness. The hack contained obfuscated and malicious JavaScript that was written behind an invisible frame on the site. When users visited the site, a rootkit was automatically downloaded onto their computers. This rootkit was programmed to steal personal information, such as credit card details and login credentials. McCartney isn't the only high-profile celebrity to be targeted. In January 2009, Paris Hilton's website fell victim to the same type of breach. In another type of blended threat attack, Disney TV's website in France and the UK was compromised in 2008. Disney uses real media advertising and has a rotating set of ads. Unfortunately, not all of them were benign. One of them was serving up a fake antivirus installer that looked like it came directly from Microsoft. It asked for $50 for a subscription that could remove viruses that it found. Of course, the antivirus installer was a virus. In addition to fake antivirus software, there were reports that the Disney TV site also installed a keylogger to steal confidential information. The third blended threat attack vector uses blogs, wikis, and social networking sites to trick users into clicking on malicious links. Fake messages on social networking sites like Facebook and MySpace have been used to direct users to rogue URLs that contain malware. The Stormworm has used this approach to direct users to what looks like a YouTube page, but is a malicious page masquerading as a YouTube page. Wiki and blog postings can also be used to trick users into clicking on malicious web links. For example, malware developers once created a Wikipedia entry to trick unsuspecting visitors into clicking on a link that promised a free third-party Microsoft Windows OS patch prior to availability of the official one from Microsoft. Unsuspecting visitors to Wikipedia were infected with the blaster worm when they clicked on the link. The final blended threat attack point we'll talk about is the use of instant messaging and Twitter. These two attack vectors are increasingly popular among cyber crooks. Many users of mainstream IM systems like AOL, MSN and Yahoo Messenger see spam IMs on their desktop on a daily basis, almost all of them with a URL in the message body. The fast-growing Twitter messaging application has seen dynamic growth of more than 900% of users and is now being exploited to disseminate malware. What people don't realize is that Twitter is a classic example of poor coding practices and is vulnerable to cross-site scripting attacks. A 17-year-old hit Twitter four times over the Easter weekend with worms that directed users to his own microblogging website. More than 10,000 posts have been deleted to prevent the worm from spreading. In addition, Twitter messages, called tweets, are limited to 141 characters. This drives the use of tiny URLs when links are inserted. The trusted nature of Twitter, "I get tweets from my friends," leads to a false sense of security for the recipient who trusts the messages and tiny URL links. We began this podcast by defining blended threats and describing the four key characteristics of these threats. They use more than one means of propagation. They exploit server and software vulnerabilities. They intend to cause real harm, and they are highly automated. In all of the examples above, traditional category-based web filtering and signature-based antivirus were not enough to protect the end user and the corporate network from infection and the eventual data loss the attack is intended to cause. What should we do differently? In part 3 of this podcast series, we'll discuss some new security developments that enable safe and productive access to Web 2.0 applications. To learn more about industry-leading web, mail and network data leakage solutions from McAfee, please contact us at sales@mcafee.com. Thank you for joining us for this podcast series.